Makers presents Mercy, the tale of a politician, a migrant, and a thug.
Oh, it's one of them. Let's get him.
Think he's had enough. Let's get some drinks in.
Oh, no, I'm taking this scarf thing. Trophy.
Careful, Joe. People will start thinking you're one of them.
Nah, chance, mate. Everyone can say I'm as English as I come. If they don't...
Yeah, Abdul. I can see that.
Come on. I'm thirsty.
I now call the 2023 official Love Migrant election campaign strategy meeting number one to order. I shall begin. We stand here at a turning point in history. Even in our small but, shall we say, significant way, we stand here as a small but mighty army to turn back the tide of...
migrants?
Adverse and toxic public opinion against our friends, the migrants, who may not have ideally chosen their arduous journey across the channel, but whose choice we applaud and support. And we, in the Love Migrant Party, shall do our bit. You two certainly will do your bit. So, do you rise to the challenge?
Yay!
Well, we shall see then. Here we have our campaign manifesto and challenge to the good people of this town. 1,500 leaflets to 1,500 households, all in your hands, literally. Are you up for it?
Yeah!
Double yeah!
Then let's get started. There's a long day ahead of you. Here are your backpacks. And remember, every household... no distractions, just one purpose. It's the only way we are going to win hearts and minds for the election. And not to lose the £500 deposit. Otherwise, I'm in big trouble at home. And we shall welcome them on the beaches.
Think we'll do it, Joan?
Oh, of course. There's a lot of people to prove wrong.
Your mum.
And your dad.
And all of our brothers and sisters.
And let's face it, just about everyone we know.
So, let's prove them all wrong.
Let's up and at them.
Hey?
Never mind, Eric. Let's just keep calm and carry on.
Until the job's done.
Right.
Look at him over the road. Looks a lot worse for wear.
Diggers. Britain for the British! Hell, always been England. England's England for me. England.
That's strange. He's wearing one of those Muslim headscarves, isn't he?
Right. Didn't think they were allowed to drink.
No.
Doesn't look much like a migrant to me either.
Yes, that is strange. Okay, Eric. Are you up for this?
I think so.
But what?
Well, see this sign. No hawkers, salesmen or foreigners.
Oh, well. Then it's up to us to change their mind.
If you say.
Hello. Can we interest you in... No. Can we interest you in... No. Can we interest you in... No. Can we interest you
in... Why is that scared? You've been dying to know anything!
Keep calm and... Oh, sod them all.
Can't get any worse, can it?
When you walk through the storm, you'd never be alone. We'll walk again.
Get out of the way! Idiot! Well, I'm off!
Hold on. Does he look okay to you?
Had too much to drink, Sally. Well out of it, I reckon.
Oh, think I should,
No, he's fine. Let him sleep it off.
But what if he's...
Oh, come on, dear. It's my birthday. You don't want your old mum sad on her big day, eh?
Well, I suppose, okay, but...
give you this.
Well done, you two. So refreshing to meet youngsters aware of the terrible injustices in our society. Give me a few of these leaflets. I'll give them to my friends.
Thank you so much. You don't know what relief it is to...
Onwards and upwards.
Up and at 'em.
I already told you, dear. I withdrew the £500 for the seaside jaunt. Yes, some nice days out with clean air and sea breeze. Yes, soon, very soon. You can trust me. Must go. Speak to you soon. Oh, yes.
I therefore, as returning officer, do hereby give notice that the winner of this hard-fought election is John Baxter.
Thank you. Yes, I will do my very best for you. You can be assured. My shoulders are broad, my office will always be open. I am the man for... Then you two must step it up. It is imperative that you cover the whole town today. Our success depends on your efforts.
Just hung up? How rude. He's very insistent, Eric.
But we've only covered a couple of hundred homes. There's no chance.
That man lying there. Poor soul. Is he? You know.
Hold on. Let's see. Still alive. I think he's a migrant. He has one of those neck scarves.
Ooh, you're right. Oh, if only.
Yeah. we are, after all, working on his behalf. We're way behind.
Yeah, if we get involved, there's no chance that we'll get the leafleting done.
Agree. Look, there's someone approaching. Another migrant. He'll know what to do.
Are you okay? Can I get you some help? I don't have a phone, but I can take you somewhere.
You?
You're one of those who attack me. My Kethia, with scarf. You still need help, and I see no one else here.
Oh, look what you've done, Sally. You are so... Sally? Where's Sally? Ryan?
You should know Sally, Heart of Gold.
What do you mean?
That fella we saw in the alleyway. My money's on him. She'll be back here in her own time. But we're here now. And it's your birthday, Mark. Let's celebrate. My Sally, Heart of Gold.
Oh, no, no one here. Where's he gone? Oh, hold on. This must be his phone.
Which way house?
I'm sorry, which way house? I've just picked up a phone. Think it's been dropped. Can you help?
Must be one of our residents. Is it a good phone?
No, it's an old Nokia.
Then it is one of our residents. It's all we can afford to give them.
And they are? And you are?
Which way migrant accommodation centre?
Oh, I see. Do you know whose phone it is?
Not really. There are hundreds here. Why not bring it over and we'll have a look?
Well, I'm a bit... I must do the right thing. Can you give me your address?
Remember me, friend?
You brought me here to... I don't know.
Friend, I have no desire to hurt you. In fact, when I saw you lying there, wearing my kaffir, I knew right away who you were and how fitting that God had given you to me. But then, we are, people of honour. And I was honour-bound to help a fellow human being in distress, despite who he is and what he might believe in. You are now my responsibility.
Oh, not a speech, but I think...
Please, don't move. You have bang on head. I nursed it better.
You are, as they say, a captive audience. No. Do you know where you are, friend?
No. Some sort of hospital. Not a very clean one.
You could be a little more grateful. This is my family's room. We all live together in this small room. We eat here, sleep here, and there are strangers here. Even those who, perhaps, wish us ill. This is my family. My sister, Leandra, my mother, my younger brother and sister, and I am Ferid. We are from Albania.
Albania? Never heard of it. Anyway, You can't be, you know, you can't be foreign. Your words are English. Not foreign.
Sometimes I wonder why we chose your country. Its people are so enlightened, articulate, loquacious.
Eh?
And do you know why we have come to this country? If it's not out of love for its delightful people.
Nah. Just a scrounge.
No, because those who run our country are mostly corrupt. And even I'm a trained lawyer, by the way, but not earn enough to feed my family.
Bet you're rolling in it over here, then. Boys are right greedy bastards.
I have been here for many weeks now, and the only work I can find is sweeping your streets.
Oh, right.
Stuck for words, my friend.
I'm Joe, by the way.
Which way, accommodation centre?
Yes, Mr. Baxter. We are doing our best here.
Nene, be careful with that ball.
Hello, Joe. I hope that, perhaps, you don't feel so much hate now. Nene? Oh dear, those two people down there, I think you call it the direct hit.
Why?
We'll have none of that nonsense, Miss Kelly. It is imperative that... Oh, anyway. My migrants need me. I must not let them down. I will not fail you, my people. My people.
You may enter.
You have a visitor, Ferrid. She has something for you.
What an eventful day. Two visitors. You seem confused. I am Ferrid, and you are...
Sally. But, I am confused. I expected to find you in the bed. This is your phone.
Oh, yes. It is the, as you say, standard issue to us refugees. Yes, Sally. Let me explain. This could have been me in the bed. That's why I returned to the alleyway to look for this phone. But instead, I found him.
And he is?
Joe, my attacker.
Now I am confused. Really confused.
Then let me explain. Joe here and his friends attacked me earlier, but they were just English softies. And when they had finished, I wandered off. Then sometime later, I realised that I had dropped my phone, so I returned and found Joe.
So, Joe, not a pretty portrait being painted here, eh? Were you beaten up too? Would have been some form of justice, young man?
No, I was knocked over by a bike. Deliveroo, I think.
Ooh, I think. Bet that hurt.
He has bang on head.
Maybe knock some sense into you, Joe.
Perhaps. Haven't I seen you before?
Ah, yes. My story. Well, Joe, I am ashamed to say that I was one of those who walked by. That makes me guilty too. Until my conscience kicked in, though.
Come in and join our party, whoever you are.
They say that they were walking past your window a bit earlier and got soaked by rather stinky water thrown from your...
nothing personal, a complete accident, really. Come in, you two, and sit down. Nay, fetch more towels.
Oh, he's coming up.
Who?
Who do you think? He tracked my phone.
Oh, what's this? A cosy party for slackers?
It's our boss.
Is he always this rude?
Yes, he is, or he thinks he is, a politician.
Not the chap on those ridiculous leaflets.
The same.
John Baxter, prospective Member of Parliament for this good town, the Love Migrant Party.
Love Migrant? What does that even mean?
That's my platform.
That you love migrants. So do you?
What?
Love migrants.
Like I said, it's a platform.
So, like a political decision, rather than an actual belief. I tell you what, Ferrid.
Yes, Sophie.
Can you ask your mother to take the kids out for a while? Leandra too. Don't panic, folk. This happens a lot here. It's a temporary lockdown. Listen. Our door's been locked for our safety. Nothing to worry about. Okay, this would be a good time for a little chat, don't you think?
I'm sorry, but I've places to go.
Sir, me too.
Sit down, both of you. You can't leave anyway until the all clear. Look around at each other, and what do you see?
A bunch of losers. Two losers.
One of whom possibly saved your life. Get real. I tell you what I see. I've seen all sorts in my line of work running this hostel. I see the genuine, Sally, isn't it? But ignorant. I see the worker ants, but manipulated. I see the professional, Chancer. And then I see the focus of it all, Ferrid. Now we have hundreds like Ferrid here, and his sister Leandra, and his mother, and the young'uns. But to the rest of you, they might as well be invisible, or living on another planet. Or visible, to be manipulated or to be abused. I think we all need some education.
I don't need no education.
Ah, Pink Floyd.
Did you just swear at me, like in posh talk?
I have a better idea. Now, where I should actually be now is my mother-in-law's party, running some party games. It just so happens that here's one of them. All I need is to shake it.
Ooh!
There, you see, someone gets it. Or perhaps not. Let me take this further. Just use your imagination. I see myself happy and cozy in my bed with hubby. It's stormy outside with thunder and lightning, but we are safe. Nothing can touch us.
We were on this fishing boat, totally overloaded. Me, Leandra, the two children, my mother and father. It cost us all of our savings, all that we had. It was the dead of night. A storm hit us. The fishermen were powerless. The boat had no chance. We had no chance. The last I saw of my father was...
Do you want to continue, Ferrid?
Yes, please. These stories must be told.
Let me have a go.
Fireworks, bonfire night. Such good memories. Toasted marshmallows, cider, burnt sausages.
I was there a few years back in Dover. This crazy man, he threw fireworks and petrol bombs at the migrant centre. I was visiting, doing a recce before opening up this place.
Was anyone hurt?
No, but the man killed himself, hanged, I think, shortly afterwards. Friend of yours, was he?
No, no way. How could you think? I'm not an animal. We was only mucking about, you know.
Let's see if we can... Ah, yes. Much better. Back in Albania, before the government restrictions tightened. And I couldn't function anymore as a lawyer. Just couldn't support my family. But we had been happy. Things were good. And then not so good. You see, Joe, you have a family, yes?
Yeah. A brother and sister. And my old mam is still with us.
And are you a happy family?
Sort of. We have a laugh, drink together. Yeah, we're okay.
So, you and I, we have much in common, really. We just want to be happy and to be left alone. We are not enemies.
Suppose not.
And would an enemy have come to help you like I did?
Suppose not. Thanks for that.
I'm far too busy to sit listening to the, happy families.
How are you busy? What exactly do you do?
Like to know too. How about it, Mr. Baxter?
All in this leaflet.
Yes, but what do you actually do, Mr. Baxter?
Yes, ma'am, Fred.
Buried. I am his greatest friend in this room.
I beg to differ, and I ask again, what do you two think, sitting there so quietly?
Well,
he's got no chance.
How dare you? Don't expect to get paid, young lady.
Didn't expect to anyway.
Why do you say that?
Speaking for myself, I believe in the cause, more so from what I've heard here. But also, look at him. He's only in it for himself. He just wants to be in charge. I doubt if he actually knows anything about the migrants. It's just a stepladder for him.
How dare you? I have every sympathy for this young man here and his kind.
Then prove her wrong.
How?
I know how. You are John Baxter, and your specialised subject is the migrant situation in the UK. Are you ready for your first question?
What?
Please sit down, Mr. Baxter. Just a bit of fun.
Or is it?
Well, I suppose.
Question number one. Why is there a migrant situation in the first place?
Well, this is a complex issue. Greater minds than you and I have been exercised. There is no consensus, of course, as it depends on the unique situations, but...
Well, he certainly speaks like a politician, opens his mouth and just hot air.
I'm getting to my point. Be patient, young lady. Well, as I say, there are many factors,
I think we'll take that as a pass, shall we?
No, I was...
Question two. Approximately what percentage of the foreign-born population in London are migrants?
Okay, I think I have this one. It's small, around 10%, I believe.
Actually, it's much larger. About a third of them, actually. 30 to 35%.
Really? Damn researchers.
Don't look at us. We only met today.
Question three. What is the largest country of origin for migrants to the UK?
That's easy. Poland.
No, actually, currently it's India.
But...
Actually, I think we'll end it there. To save more embarrassment, Mr. Baxter, the one you passed on was about the reasons for migrations. In order, they are study, to better themselves, work, to support themselves, family, to join those already here, and politics, to find a safe place.
I'd like to thank you for this. It's been an education for me, for us, really. Especially those who should know better. I am so glad to be here and hear your story, Ferid, because at the end of the day, it's not about statistics or politics or strategies. It's about people, individuals, ordinary people like me. I can't imagine what it would be like not having access to education or work to feed my family, or to be separated from my family. And, of course, we've all heard the horrific stories of those who have escaped from, you know.
Thank you. Thank you, Sally. You have spoken well. The biggest pain that we have as a family is that my father will never get to see his grandchild. My wife, Annalise, she's German, is on a long shift at the laundromat. She also couldn't find a job as a solicitor, her profession. She's pregnant, by the way.
Let's just have one last go.
Please don't.
I think, John, that this is a safe place. We won't judge you.
I'd rather that they don't hear.
Why?
I want them to respect me.
I think they'd respect you more if, you know.
I know I come across as a pompous git, but I too will never see my grandchild. I was driving my daughter to hospital. Mary had started her contractions, and we could have waited for an ambulance, but instead, despite the conditions and the state of the car, I insisted on driving. We had been eating, and perhaps I might have had one or two. We were so close to the hospital, but I misjudged a bend and skidded into a bollard. The jolt was enough to harm the baby. It was explained to me afterwards. I don't remember. Just blanked it out.
Was your daughter okay?
Yes, but she doesn't talk to me anymore. My wife hardly has time for me either. More so now than when she finds out that the 500 I took out of our account is now going to be lost. I coped with it all by throwing myself into this mad idea of running a political party.
What do you mean? Love migrant? It's just you.
Correct. How arrogant and misguided is that? I just wanted to feel human again. I really wanted to help at first, so I just jumped on a popular bandwagon. The migrants, I felt I could do no wrong.
It's not that straightforward.
I know. Then arrogant old me just took over, and here we are. Who knows what I would have actually done if I'd actually been elected.
then we have something in common, Mr. Baxter, united in grief. Joe, you've been very quiet through most of this.
I've never heard so many words. Couldn't follow. Too much, you know.
Can we go now, Sophie? Is the lockdown over?
Lockdown? What lockdown?
Here, go back to where you belong. I blame you, or whatever.
A leopard doesn't change his spots.
But you did, John.
Oh, I'm a tiger, not a leopard, Ferried. A very old tiger who is learning to earn his stripes. Just as well these two are taking up the slack, though.
Better cleaning the streets than tramping the streets, giving out those useless bits of paper.
What a great team we are.
Yes, dear. No, dear. Yes, dear. No, dear. Okay. Bye, dear. And when you finally get your lawyer job, perhaps you can get me a...
Let me stop you there, friend. Remember, family is all important, whatever our background may be.
You are, of course, right, Ferried. I have much to learn from you, I think.
You have been listening to Mercy by Steve Maltz. David Jones played Ferried, Colin Baines played John, David Shepherd played Joe, Monica Maltz played Sally, Rosie Smith played Joan, Christopher Carlbach played Sophie, Kim Smith played Deandra, Mavis and the voice on phone, Pat Baird played another voice and Mrs. Smith, Mark Farlow played Brian, Zach and Eric, Robert Hopkins played Wilf.